Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts elected officials plan to review a privacy law designed to protect victims of domestic and sexual violence. That's after a WBUR investigation found the law has been used to protect police and perpetrators and made it harder for victims to obtain records about their own abuse. As WBUR's Ellie Jar Manning reports, Governor Charlie Baker is among those calling for action.
Baker says by the end of his term in January, he wants to see legislative action on laws that affect survivors of domestic and sexual violence. That includes a state law that requires police to keep secret all reports and arrests related to those crimes, something no other state does. Baker says it's time to rethink the statute.
I would welcome an open and constructive conversation on that between now and the end of the term, and if legislation that involves a number of the issues that involve the way we deal with domestic violence, sexual assault, and assault on children, I'm all in on talking about that and trying to get something on my desk.
A WBUR investigation revealed the confidentiality law has allowed police departments to shield information about officers accused of sexual misconduct and domestic violence. Police have also cited the law to withhold information about how they respond to requests for help. House and Senate leaders say they plan to assess how well the law is working in the next legislative session. One of them is State Senator Jamie Eldridge. He's chair of the Joint Committee on the Judiciary, and he called WBUR's findings disturbing, especially the fact that police departments cite the law to withhold information about officers accused of misconduct.
To think that a law that the legislature passed is actually enabling such behavior is deeply troubling.
Eldridge points out that the latest version of the law was tucked into a much larger domestic violence bill after a horrific homicide in 2013. He says lawmakers never fully discussed the secrecy provision.
I think that's something that's a lesson for all lawmakers, is that when a tragic murder, injury happens, is let's make sure to have a full debate on all the different ways that sort of limiting transparency could actually enable further bad behavior.
Victims' rights organization Jane Doe Inc. says it's meeting with a subcommittee of the Governor's Council on Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence to discuss potential changes. Attorney General and Democratic candidate for Governor Mara Healey has long had concerns about the law. She argues alleged abusers should not be left off public police logs.
We now have the benefit of some time with this and study about the effect of the law. And that's why, I'm in the camp of, let's take a hard look at that. And if we need to work with the legislature to make needed changes, let's do it.
Her opponent in the race for governor, Republican Jeff Diehl, says he's also open to reviewing how the law is working. The idea behind the law was to encourage more victims of domestic violence to come forward. But WBUR found there's been no meaningful change in the number of abuse reports made since the privacy law went into effect. Bristol County District Attorney Tom Quinn says if the law isn't doing what it was supposed to do, that's reason enough to change it.
If that was one of the main reasons, then maybe you ought to take a look at the provisions that have resulted in more secrecy with respect to obtaining the information.
Making it harder to get information about these crimes, Quinn says, isn't good for victims or the rest of us. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.